Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Guys really join a frat and forget they're ugly. Honestly, girls forget they're ugly. That's even worse. I forget they're ugly. I'm like, why am I into this guy right now? God. He ain't cute. He has a dad bod.
I know, seriously. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with Natalie.
Hi.
She's another gal that I'm honestly doing you guys such a favor because it's another cool gal I found on Instagram and like you can go creep on her now. What's better than that? I love finding new people to creep on.
Oh no, same.
Yeah.
I always do. I always on the explore page.
I know. So Natalie is to give you guys a rundown. She's a YouTuber, influencer. She has a bomb Instagram and she also also owns a clothing store called Shop Barbu. Did I say that right?
Yes. Okay, no, perfect. Good job. It's my last name, so it's kind of confusing.
No, that's cool.
It's not like a common store name or anything.
I like it. It's like a nice little like Barbu bamboo.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly.
Has a ring to it. Okay, so honestly, I love your Instagram. That's kind of how I found you. I think I actually found you because of the Fiji trip.
Really?
The Doat Fiji trip, which like so many people went on. So I was like all about that, creeping on people, and like everyone's pictures were so cool. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this girl's so cool because she has a clothing store and I like love boss babes. So I was really into that. And her Instagram is super cool too. So go show her some love. But what can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, and like a bio other than what I just said?
Yeah. So I'm 22 and I just graduated from college. So I went to NC State in North Carolina and I majored in industrial engineering, which is like kind of
whoa, that's so cool.
Weird. Yeah, because I like do YouTube and I have a store.
What so a smarty pants.
Totally separate.
Yeah. Thanks.
So I just graduated in that and then
casual.
I also have a full-time job right now. So I'm working as a consultant for like one of the big consulting companies and I have a store and a YouTube channel and it's just a lot of fun. It keeps me really busy, but I really, really love it. And it's just nice having a job too that I can kind of work remote like YouTube.
Yeah.
I can do anywhere.
No kidding.
So it's just been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically runs the world. Yeah. Casual. So did you ever think you were going to go to like an out-of-state college or anything?
I was between Clemson and NC State, and Clemson's in South Carolina, so like not that far.
Not that far.
Yeah, so I figured I'd go kind of close to home, but I don't know. I also loved like New York and Miami, like places like that.
Now, so. If you were to like go to college now, where do you think you would go? Same place?
I loved NC State, so I feel like I don't regret it at all, but I do think like going somewhere in LA also would be really cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm visiting Tasha right now at USC and like I really,
shout
really
out
like
Tasha.
It. Yeah.
Be on my podcast. How did you and Tasha meet?
We met through YouTube like years ago.
Really?
Yeah, like before either of us went to college.
Tasha's here, by the way, so like if it's confusing, yeah, she's like in the background.
Yeah, so Tasha and I met on YouTube through YouTube before either of us went to college, I think, and we just met in person this year.
No way.
LA. Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah, so I lived in LA for the summer, so we met then.
Yeah. The thing I love about the internet is like, you know when you'll vibe with someone before you meet them, kind of. I mean, there's always people that you're like, oh my God, you're so different.
Yeah.
Like, than your YouTube videos or whatever. But I feel like, especially when you watch people's stories, you understand, like, them, kind of. Because they're just, like, in their bedroom talking to a phone.
Exactly. No, I think that's, like, awesome. I met so many of my friends online.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
Yeah, I met you online.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, like, you feel like you already know them because you've seen them in video. It's not just Instagram where, like, you see a picture of them. It's, like, you see the way
exactly.
that they talk or interact or, like, the story.
And, like, you know, the cool thing about digital, I always talk about, like, the difference between digital and traditional media because that's what I've like been studying and I'm really into it. But the cool thing about digital is that like when you watch a YouTube, like a YouTuber or a character on YouTube or whatever, it's like, you know, their dog's name, you know, their family, you know, like what their Starbucks order is, like stuff like that. Whereas in like Stranger Things, you don't know that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Which is
people
cool.
always
it's more
ask,
relatable.
Yeah, exactly. People are always like, I don't get why like YouTubers are so famous. And I'm like, it's because you get to know them personally.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're their friend.
Your friend.
Versus like Kim Kardashian, like, she's super, super famous, but no one really feels like they're her friend.
Uh-huh.
It's just like someone
Exactly. So speaking of where I'm kind of like, I guess, walking the talk. Is that the phrase? Because she said that she was coming to LA like to visit Tasha. And I like immediately slid into our DMs and I was like, yo, oh my gosh, I like would love you to be on my podcast like when you're here. And I thought it was so cool that you followed up. You were like, hey, I'm coming, like blah, blah, blah. Because I was going to text her and she like DM'd me and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
No, thank you for asking me. I'm
so
obsessed
cool.
with your polls. I'm always voting on them just to see like what other people are saying.
I know. That's how I do it too. Okay, can you tell me a little bit like about your start on YouTube, how the store happened, that all of that.
Yeah. I started YouTube actually in high school, which if you watch my old videos, they're so embarrassing and cringy and horrible, but I started in high school. But
and you're 22. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
But I wasn't like actually seriously posting. Like it was kind of like, oh, I'll randomly post a video here and there, whatever. And then when I got to college, I really wanted to like document it more, talk about it more. So I started posting a lot more in college. And then from there, I kind of got like a regular schedule, like uploading more frequently, actually taking it seriously. So I always tell people like, yeah, I started in high school, but I didn't take it seriously until college.
Okay.
And then my store, I've just always wanted to start my own business and like be my own boss one day.
Yeah.
And I love fashion and I've always wanted my own online store. That's always like something that I've said that I've wanted to do eventually.
Yeah.
And my senior year, I just had so much free time at school. I like was barely in any credits. I underloaded. So I was just like so much free time to plan it out. And I was like,
you know what?
I'm just going to start it. There's nothing stopping me really.
Tell us some stuff normal people don't know about starting a store. Like what's the nitty gritty hard stuff about it that you'd never anticipated you'd be doing?
No, it's actually a lot harder than it seems. Like you would think like, oh, you just pick out product and then you post a picture
of it.
The paperwork is really annoying, like all the legal stuff, like how to start a business, and that stuff is like really confusing because if you don't have like the right paperwork, then you could get in trouble, you know? And like dealing with taxes and all of this
Taxes that they never teach you.
I'm convinced we need to have a college class on taxes
and like
that,
finances
and
like investing in stocks and stuff like that.
Exactly, because like all this stuff, I'm graduating college and I'm like kind of having to learn on my own, where it'd be so helpful if I had a class, but that stuff is super annoying. And then also I do wholesale, so I don't design my own stuff. I like buy it from a wholesaler. And it's so many options out there, and it's so hard to find good options. So that's also really, really tricky. And like you don't want to have the same thing as everyone else.
Yeah.
So like finding your own unique style and your unique like brand for your store is actually like so much harder than you would think.
So do you market, or do you like go to market and then you buy stuff? Like what markets do you go to?
So I actually have never been to an in-person market, but I do everything online basically. So
really,
there's like a ton of websites for wholesalers, and I've looked up markets and like see the brands going and just like look them up.
Yeah.
Cause I can't really take off work that often for market. And also I was in LA for the whole summer. So like I can't go to like Atlanta or New York.
No kidding.
Or anything like
I've been to the Atlanta market.
Oh really?
It's huge.
It's just a lot easier, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like everything from my laptop.
That's so cool. How I love how you took the initiative to do that.
Thanks.
Like anyone could do that.
Yeah.
Really. if they wanted, but
You really can. And like, you can start with, you don't have to start with a ton of money. Like you just start small and you can grow from there.
Yeah. So who's your demographic? Like who do you want buying your clothes? Who do you want wearing it?
It's mainly geared toward like young adults, I would say, like college student, maybe
like just like girls.
Yes. So it's just women's clothing. So probably like high school, college, and like early 20s, like to 25, 26, 27, maybe like right before 30, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, 30-year-olds can rock it
like
too. So
30, thriving.
Yeah. But yeah, it's mainly geared towards like young adults.
Got it. And what store do you aspire to be like?
I really love Shopo.
Oh, really? I don't look at them.
Really?
I should look at them.
I love Shopo. They're so cute. I like Vistique. It's like a more local one though. It's like in the Southeast.
I haven't
it's
heard
really
of that.
Cute.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Take note, girls.
Yeah. Shop at all of these stores. They're awesome. And then I like just like obviously Forever 21, Urban Outfitters, those types of stores. But I know that those are like so huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just kind of try to take inspo from all of them, but not still do my own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep my own vision.
Do you ideally like full-time want to be the store owner and like not be doing what you're doing for your other job right now?
I'm not quite sure. Probably eventually one day I want to do this full time, but right now I really like the experience I'm getting at my full time job.
That's great.
So, I mean, for now I'm really, really liking it.
Yeah. I feel like that's really rare for a YouTuber influencer hybrid to be like having a real big girl job.
It really is. Yeah. So,
well, being an influencer is a big girl job, but do you know what I mean? Like where you go into work and stuff.
Exactly. Like a typical 9-to-5, like going into an office. Yeah, no, it's super rare. And so like whenever I tell people at my job, if they find out I have a YouTube, I don't like introduce myself like, hey,
I'm a YouTuber.
You know,
don't you know me?
Yeah. They'll just kind of like find out like if they follow me on Instagram or I don't know. So
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you have any like funny stories about that? Like someone finding finding out? I bet it's like mailroom talk.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. I mean, people normally just come up to me and they're like, oh, I didn't know you had a YouTube channel.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't know how to bring that up in conversation naturally, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just nothing too crazy about it, but yeah, it's just funny when people find out.
How do you manage your time?
I am like a really big planner, kind of. Sometimes I'm a big planner and sometimes I make a plan and literally don't follow through with it at all. So it's totally random, but I like planning my week ahead. Like, okay, 9 to 5, I'll be working, whatever. And then after that, I have a video to film today and I have to edit it and I have to upload it tomorrow. I am really bad at planning ahead though. So I post Tuesday, Fridays, and like, you will see me on Monday filming and editing and uploading. Like, I am really bad about planning ahead. But I know, like, okay, Monday, I have to film. I have to do this. So just kind of, like, writing it down.
Honestly, I don't think it matters when you do it. I think it just matters
that you
get the deadline.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm the same way. Like, sometimes, okay, for instance, my friend Kenzie, she, who's the other YouTuber that if you listen to my podcast, you would know who she is. She is, like, ridiculously anal about getting, like, she has, like, she probably right now, I'm kid you not, has like 7 videos pre-filmed. I'm not kidding.
See, I wish I was like that.
She's crazy. And
that's
like,
amazing. That's really good for her.
And like already like up, like pre-uploaded and everything. Like, she has her crap together. And I would say that I have my crap together too, but I'm still finishing the video or whatever it is, like a few days or a few hours before.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I am so last minute about things, but I
get it done.
Get it done. Yeah. So I guess that's what matters. But And then with the store, I have my sisters helping me a lot. So that is like a
that's
huge
cool
help. Yeah, my sisters help me a ton.
Okay, so let's jump over to your polls. Did you have like fun coming up with them, or was it hard, or what?
I asked some of my friends, I'm like, okay, what should I do for these polls? Like, I don't know what questions to ask. It was a lot of fun though. Like, once I came up with them, it was fun.
Yeah. What are your favorite type of polls to vote in?
I always like the ones about like dating.
Yeah. Everyone says that. Those are my favorite
too.
Those
are just fun seeing, because you can see like what guys' perspectives are, girls' perspectives.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Is there ever, has there ever been a question that you like remember that has really stumped you?
There's some, and like if I don't know what to choose, I'll just like skip it, and I'm like, like I want to know what it is, but I don't know if I want to vote on it.
I know. I do that on other people's. I actually empathize with that, because sometimes it's the question so hard to answer that like I can't answer, but I want to see the result.
I know.
So I'm like, oh crap, I'll just pick a random one. But yeah. Anyway, let's get started. Okay, so first question is, where do you shop, online or in person? What do you do?
I mainly do online, and I haven't gone to a mall in so long, and the other day I actually went to the mall for the first time in forever, and I hated it. I was like, okay, I want to leave. Like, I hate like,
really? Why'd
around
you hate
the store
it? Yeah.
And, like, picking out clothes. I don't know. Like, online, you just have so many more options, and you can, like, see everything in your cart at once, and you have, like, different websites to go on. Like, in person, if I don't find something, like, if I'm looking for something specific and I can't find it, I, like, get really annoyed.
Yeah.
So.
I am for sure an online person, but the only downside to online is that, like, okay, let's say I have, like, Urban Outfitters, their basic white tee added in my cart, right? Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, ooh, maybe I could get it for a better deal from Free People. And I open up that tab, and then I have, like, by the hour late, like, an hour later, I have, like, 8 tabs open, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't even need it.
I know.
I feel like I do that all the time.
I guess it saves you money, though.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Money.
Sometimes it's fun to just, like, scroll, see what's trendy.
There's so many times I'll add a bunch of things to my cart and, like, never look back at it, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Okay, I never shop really in person. The only time I shop in person is when, like, this is the only time I go into stores. I love working out. So I will, like, walk around downtown LA, and I'll just, like, on my walks, I, like, go and walk around stores. And
shopping,
I, like, literally, I'm because shopping, like, you're walking the whole time. So I, like, go to 7th and Fig. I go into Zara, like, H&M. I live on the same street as Urban Outfitters. So I do my rounds, and I, like, see what's trendy. And then normally I'll come back home, and if I, like, am still thinking about it, I'll buy it online, or I'll, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right now it's 50-50.
That's crazy. I feel like online
is
definitely
weird?
On the rise, though. I feel like more people are shopping online.
I feel like more people should shop online. In Indiana, I'm from Indiana. and they have like no stores. So yeah, like the coolest thing we have is like Nordstrom, yeah. I'd say, and like Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. Literally, like those are the only things to go to. But all of my friends who are like in sororities and stuff at schools, they always are ordering online from like Lulu's, or they'll text me, they're like, where should I get a formal dress, yeah. and stuff. So yeah, it's 50-50 right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Have you ever had a 50-50 poll?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I actually have a highlight on, for like people that are interested in looking at polls, I have a highlight that's just 50-50s.
Oh, really?
Which is cool, yeah. I need to be more anal about it, but okay. Which type of shopping do you prefer, thrifting or buying new?
Yeah, I definitely prefer buying new. No. I like the idea of thrifting, but like whenever I go into a Goodwill or a thrift store, I can never find anything and I don't have patience.
I never have the desire to do that. Really? I don't know if I'm like being, like going into, I don't know, like something. I like finding like old jerseys and stuff, mm-hmm. and at like Goodwills and stuff, but I don't know. I'm never really like, I want to go thrifting. It's just like not my vibe. I have friends that do it and they're so good
yeah.
at it.
Yeah. I have so many friends that go thrifting.
It's like a talent.
Yeah. They find the cutest things and I'll go and I literally find like really gross things. Yeah. Like nothing cute.
I like
at
going
all.
Shopping in like my friends' closets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm thrifting.
78% is winning brand new.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm not surprised. 22% said thrifting. Do you need a college degree to be successful?
I don't think so, but like where I grew up in North Carolina, I feel like I went to like a really competitive school, and like if you didn't go to college, people would kind of look down on you.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb. Same. I think. Yeah. So that to me, like people that go to competitive schools like that, I feel like would typically be like, yes, you need one to be successful.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't think so. I mean, you go to LA and like, I feel like half the people here don't have college degrees.
Like no one does.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. We'll get more into this later, but I don't think you need to go to college at all.
Yeah.
I do think there's so many benefits from it socially.
I agree.
And just the experience, like everyone, it's something almost like a lot of people can relate to, like yeah. college, like the year back in the day.
Exactly.
Like those are the good days.
I definitely recommend if you can go to college to go to college, but
yes,
like if you don't have enough money to go to college or something, I don't think like, oh, you're not gonna be successful
yeah.
because you didn't go to college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I definitely recommend it for anyone who can,
or try it, you
go.
Know
yeah,
drop out.
Exactly. If you don't like it.
If you don't like it.
Yeah, you grow, you gain like so many skills that
I
not
think,
even in education necessarily, yeah. just like in life.
And it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like no. it's such a cool experience. 80% said no.
That's
I'm kind of
yeah.
shocked by
I
that.
I am too. Because
that you don't have to.
Yeah. No, because if you went to like my high school, I swear that would have been switched.
Oh my God. Everyone in Indiana
yes.
is like, college or die.
Yeah. yeah.
20% said yes. So... wow, I'm really shocked. I'm gonna see what type of people said yes.
It's probably people that live in like smaller.
Yeah, it's a lot of Indiana people.
Yeah.
yes, 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 yes. Actually, a lot of girls are saying yes. From.
That's interesting.
Is post-grad dating harder than in college? Tell us the tea.
I feel like it is, especially from like
yeah.
friends' experiences.
I second that for sure.
Just because in college it's so easy to meet people. Like
yeah.
you just meet people in your classes, you meet people at parties, if you're in Greek life, social
yeah.
events. Like
were you
friends
in a
friend?
Were you in a sorority?
I was for 2 years and then I dropped just because I wasn't that involved in it. And
uh-huh.
I was like,
and you
no
had like eight gazillion million
in,
things going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was like, there's no point in paying the fines and the dues
yeah.
if I'm not really involved. So I dropped, but I did like it and I met a lot of people through
yeah.
there. So I don't know, I feel like in post grad you meet people at work if you work, and then like where else, you know? I
yeah.
guess at a bar if you
at,
go
like,
out. But
well, I learned this really quickly moving to LA, because if you want to hang out with someone, you gotta plan it like 2 weeks in advance
yeah.
because you gotta plan out your timing to like get on the 405 and
yeah.
stuff. I mean, it's just real. And I don't know. It's, you have to, I learned it really quick because I'm living in an apartment. It's just a different vibe. Like not every weekend we're going to the same frat where I'm mm-hmm. like meeting people, and you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like that. So I think post-grad is a lot harder because you have to put yourself out there.
Exactly.
And you have to meet new friends.
After work, I could just like lay in my bed all day. Like,
yeah.
That's fine. Sometimes, most days,
like,
I can do that.
College,
but
there's so many convenient friendships. It's like,
exactly.
oh, I'm going to see you in class. Like mm-hmm. we don't need to catch up. Like post-grad, you have to like make sure you FaceTime your friend or else you won't talk to them.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so many of my friends that live in the same city as me and I haven't seen them in so long just because we're
uh-huh.
both so busy. And like,
yeah.
if we don't catch up with each other, you know, so you definitely have to be way more intentional about it, because if not, you'll literally just go to work, come home, and that's it.
So are you single?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you, like, do you go on dates? Do you, like, meet people in person? Are you, like fine being single? Do you use the apps?
So I'm actually, like, kind of recently single, so I haven't, experienced much.
So we're just chilling right now. No, or I feel you.
Grad dating.
Yeah.
But from what I see, it's definitely harder, and, like, everyone uses apps. Like, everyone uses apps. Everyone, all my friends that are
what
single
apps?
Use apps. Hinge is, like, a huge one.
I love Hinge.
Yeah. Hinge is a huge one. Bumble is a huge one. I feel like no one really uses Tinder anymore.
Yeah, no. Way I describe it. So I rate them as hotels.
Yeah.
So Tinder's like a Motel 8.
Yeah.
And Bumble's like a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Hinge is like a Hyatt I don't know, like a Marriott.
Yeah, like a nice.
And then, or like an UberX, you know? And then like the League and Raya. I would say even Hinge are like Ritz-Carlton, JW Marriott.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly. That's like the perfect analogy.
That, yeah.
The Motel 8 is very accurate.
Tinder, like... I never had a Tinder, and then one day I was with a friend, and I made it for a day, and I was like, this is ridiculous, like...
Yeah, it was the first...
Quantity over quality, let me tell you, ladies.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely, like, the first of its kind, I feel like everyone kind of copied Tinder, but...
Well, do you know how it started? Do you know how Bumble started?
She used to work at Tinder,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, as post... grad dating hard. What would you say, Tasha?
Dating college guys at this point.
Yeah.
I'm older guys, so I feel like I'm going to be doing the same thing as I am now.
Yeah.
When I graduate, so I don't know. It's definitely hard in general, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an LA thing.
It is an LA thing.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, also the guys here are a lot different.
Yeah.
You, okay, please explain, because people think I'm crazy.
No.
You lived here for a summer.
Yeah, no. Guys
tell
in
the
LA.
People.
Are unique.
Explain the difference. Give us like a nice like Venn diagram.
So I feel like LA guys are very into themselves and like super
into how they look.
Into how they look, into themselves.
Into their following.
Yeah. Just like kinda wanna be famous, kinda also are like, oh, I'm better than you. Like have that mentality, you know? So or they'll be like with their friends and like a group of guys and like staring at a group of girls and like all talking about that, you know, like that vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
Whereas like in North Carolina, it's more
like,
I don't know,
sports,
like,
beer.
Yeah. Exactly. Like it's more like at sports bars or just like country. I guess North Carolina's more southern, but like more
like
country
tailgating.
Boys.
Whoa,
yeah.
Yeah.
Beer and not as much into themselves. Like they don't care about fashion. They all wear literally like a Patagonia
Vineyard
and
Vines.
Khakis and New Balances. Like that is like the classic North Carolina boy outfit.
Which like I'm here for, honestly.
Yeah, no.
Like, please wear your khakis.
But in LA it's like the denim jacket, the leather jacket,
like skinny jeans.
Yeah, like really nice expensive shoes, sunglasses.
Yeah. Like
you know,
here's,
very into
okay,
themselves.
Here's this is LA for you. In my opinion, everyone's with their, like, including guys, everyone has their, like, Gucci fanny pack or something with no money in it.
Yes, yeah. No,
do you know what I mean? Everyone's, like, rocking their G-Wagon and they're living in a shack.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, seriously. It's,
like, all showy.
It is.
There are people here that have, like, real stuff, like, actual, like, body parts inside of them that, like, work and function and, like, are really nice. And, you know, there's great people here because it's a huge city, but a lot of people are... I feel like a lot of people think they need to act like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like you move here and you're constantly like, comparing yourself to other people. That's how I was. Like, I moved here and I felt very, like, because I moved here for YouTube, I was only surrounded by, like, entertainment industry, like YouTubers and social media people.
Events.
So, exactly. Go to so many events and, like, you realize so many people are so, like, into their phone only and, like, don't talk to anyone else. And you'll see, like, someone, like, so pretty or, like, so hot and you're comparing yourself to them with so many more followers than you. You know, so it's just, like, that world, I guess, you kind of...
No one knows.
It's hard to not get sucked into it.
Yeah, no one knows, like, how you're doing.
Yeah.
Or, like, how
no
your family
asks.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, it's just,
they
like,
just want to know where you, like, got your foundation.
Exactly.
You know?
Or like, okay, how can you benefit me?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously there's so many nice people here, too. It's just you have to find them.
Yes. So, would you ever want to move here for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, I really did like LA. My first month here was hard because I moved out here without knowing anyone, really.
Yeah.
Like, I followed people that I knew, but I didn't actually know them.
Yeah.
So it was really hard, and I was living
by myself. I wish we would have known each other.
I know.
We could hang out.
Seriously.
It's brutal. Like, honestly, it took me, like, 2 years to get used to.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
So it was hard coming out here and, like, not really knowing anyone and living alone.
Uh-huh.
But then once I moved with Shelby and the other girls there, like, it was so much better, and, like, I really, really, really liked it.
Yeah.
So once I, like, found my group and made my friends, it was just a lot better. So I definitely would move out here. I'd want to move out here doing, like, more than just YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely would move out to LA. I mean, I love LA.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. Okay, so 73% said yes, post-grad dating's harder.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
27% said no. Are dating apps the new normal for dating?
I definitely think
so. We kind of covered this. Yeah, I think so too. 55% said yes. 45% said no.
I'm surprised.
I do have a lot of, like, Midwest still in college followers, so they, like, are still going to frats.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't need it yet. Would you rather work for yourself or work for someone else?
I definitely always wanted to start my own business. So working for myself is so nice because you can make your own schedule. You can, if I wanted to, like, take time off, I could if I knew that I, like, was able to manage it, you know? So it's kind of like not having to ask anyone, just handling everything yourself.
Yeah. I absolutely want to be my own boss, like, without a question, but I want to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to just be, like, cooped up in my apartment, like, all day. I would love to, like, go to work, like, have people working with me or, like, collaborating with me or whatever the case is. I want, because I'm such a people person.
Yeah.
That's why I love, like, the podcast, because I always get to meet, it's a great excuse to meet people, and you're getting stuff done.
Yeah, and you're getting to know them really well.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Having, like, a long conversation with them.
Exactly. But yeah, 71% said work for yourself.
That's crazy. I think this generation, like, really wants to work for themselves, be entrepreneurs. Like,
anyway, 71% said yourself, 29% said someone else. Do you like when someone uses a pickup line on you?
No, I actually, like, hate it. So
really? Like, what would be an example?
If someone, like...
What have you gotten?
I guess just, like, if someone slides in your DMs and it says something, like, just, like, a corny pickup line, or on dating apps or in person, even at a bar, like, they think it's funny. Like, I think it's so... I, like, really don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know
what
why.
What would you rather them say?
Just, like, hey, like, what's up? Like, honestly, just, like, get
really?
To know me rather than... Because, like... You probably copied and pasted that and used it to so many people. It's like my mentality.
So wait, is it like a classic pickup line? Like, if you were in a library, I'd check you out.
Yeah, like
something like that.
Yeah, something generic.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, not pertaining to me. I know it sounds weird, but, like,
no.
I'd rather
agree.
Say something about me that, like, you're interested in or try to get to know me rather than just, like, say something that you could have literally said to anyone else.
Okay, I completely agree. I'm not a fan, really, of, like, hey, what's up? Because it's like, good, what's up with you?
Yeah.
You know? Like,
all right, true.
I don't really know what to say. Or, like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, that's the conversation. I like it when they, okay, boys, I like it. You can tell me what you think. I like it when they reply to my story.
Yeah.
Because I story a lot. So I'm like, yeah, just reply to my story and say something about it.
Yeah.
Or I do like it when they say something about, like, you as an individual. So they're like, oh my gosh, that's so dope you went to Fiji. Like, did you have a good time?
That. Okay, yeah.
You know?
That's way better than, hey, what's up? Because I don't even know what I would respond to. Hey,
yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Like, nothing much to you.
I know. That's.
So, but yeah, something more, like, specific.
But not like a cheesy pickup line.
Yeah, that
got
you can say to anyone.
I'd agree with that. People said they agree with you. 65% said they don't like it. 35% said they do.
Have you ever asked for a guy's number, like, as a girl?
Have I?
I don't think I ever have. I'm, like, the opposite of forward.
Forward.
See, I am not.
I am very forward.
So, like, quiet and reserved.
I really try to stick to, like, the normal dating rules, but it's hard for me. Like, I really try to, like, let the guy do his thing, but I'm just such, like, an outgoing person that, like, I don't even care if we want to date. Like, I just want to be friends.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll text first, but if you don't respond to my text, then I'll, like, never text you again. Like, it's, like, one of those things. Like,
I know, I understand that. I'm trying to think of, like, a time where I've asked for, normally what I don't really ask for numbers. I get their gram. I'm like, oh my god, we need to follow each other or whatever. Like, I don't know, I feel like that's more casual now.
It definitely is,
and that way I can creep on them.
Yeah.
Is it more important to major in something you love or something that is practical?
So I'm like on like 50-50 on
you
this.
You confuse me with
because like my major was more practical than something that I love, but I
why did you major in engineering?
I guess because I just knew I'd be good at it since I liked math.
You're in math. You're good
like,
at math.
Stuff. Yeah, I wanted to do something that I could like get a good job in. Uh-huh. I liked math, and like when I made or when I like declared my major, I was a freshman, obviously, or sophomore even, and like I wasn't really into big on YouTube or anything like that either, you know. So, but I figured I could still do like fashion stuff on the side. Like, I didn't have to major in it. And just in case, like, what if one day I got tired of fashion?
Yeah.
Like, that was my
That's
major.
Kind of, I actually love that you did that because then it stays fun still.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
For me, I really struggled with in. Okay, so I do have a YouTube channel, but I don't call myself a YouTuber because I'm not. And, like, the reason why I'm probably not, I could be a YouTuber right now, but I haven't and I haven't uploaded because my homework, like, the past 3.5 years has been filming video. And editing.
Yeah, I would hate it.
Like, when I go to, I'll literally, and here's the other thing, I'll go to film a video and I'll film it and I'll edit it for my YouTube channel and I won't put it up because I'm like, this isn't good enough. Like, I did the wrong, because I'm so critical because I'm in film school, you know?
Exactly.
So I applaud you for doing that because you don't get burned out. Now that I'm graduated, it's way more fun.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't want to, I just wanted to have something else in case, like, what if I stopped loving this?
Yeah.
Day, you know, and I knew that I could get a good job with this. And if I wanted to start my own business, it was a good major to teach me a lot about it. Uh-huh. So.
And you're so well-rounded. Like, you know so much about. Both with the school.
Yeah, so there were definitely days I regretted it, but...
Yeah. Wait, so what would you say, practical or love?
Kind of 50-50. Don't hate your major, obviously, but also do something that you know that you can, like, not be in huge major debt in. You know, I guess, like, that's also a huge thing.
I agree. I think that a really important thing you need to do in high school is visit school. One, visiting schools is really important. And looking up, like, get a LinkedIn literally when you're in high school and look up people's jobs that you want and figure out how they got to where they are.
Yeah,
like, you can see their work history. I'm such a LinkedIn creepo. Like,
really?
I have premium. Like, anyone that needs to know anything about anyone, like, I got you.
Really?
I can go private mode on LinkedIn and creep on them so they don't see that I view it. But basically, what I'm trying to say is that look at, like, for instance, if you wanted to be, I would love to be a host. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly looking at, like, people that are hosts, like Kat Sadler. I'm like, okay, what'd she do to get there? Because she had to, like, struggle a little bit to get money. It's kind of one of those things where also on LinkedIn Premium, I know I'm sounding like a crazy person, but it also tells you, like, how much money people make, kind of. Like, not... It's not like, oh, Kat Sadler, I know your salary, but it's like people that have worked at Amazon in the past year have made, for this position, have made about this much, which I think is like a good thing. I think people need to talk about money more.
Yeah, because student debt is huge.
Because I'm so clueless about like what you need to make, like how much you need to make and like how much you should be spending on rent and
seriously, we need like more like financial, I don't know, classes in school or just like expertise help.
Exactly.
I don't know how to get
exactly.
It, but
it's so underrated. So I would say I would agree with you on like a hard both. You need to love it and find it practical. But I do think I voted love.
Yeah. I feel like most people vote love, and like I want to vote love because I'm like, oh yeah, like you should love it. But I also think you can do what you love and like not have to necessarily major in it. But if you do major in it, like go you, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so on the fence about that. Like, if you have a practical degree but you hate it, like that's obviously not good.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't recommend that at all.
Yeah. I've also seen, like, I have friends that like they're making a crap ton of money, but they're like so
miserable,
upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I would rather have a job that I love than and like not have as much money than
making
a ton of money and like have a job that I don't really
love.
Yeah.
77% said love. 23% said practical. I added a few. I said, what are non-practical majors? So let's see what people are saying. Please no one get offended. This is just what people are sending me. Math? I feel like that's practical.
Yeah.
Anthropology, music business.
Business? Or
like
music
business.
Oh, okay.
Philosophy, art.
It's a lot of like the liberal arts.
Philosophy, dancer, music, art, dance, art, history, international studies, anything in music. Is there anything that like rings a bell when I say those?
I guess just like always people are like, oh, theater kids, like whatever. You know, yeah. I feel like that has like a bad rep and like music and art. But I mean, like if that's something that you really love and you can afford it, then I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong.
I think also, I really don't want to offend anyone, but it helps a lot if you're studying like dance or art or music, because those were a lot of those in theater. Like if you're in a big city where you can be going to auditions and things like that. Whereas like, for instance, in Indiana, like, you know what I mean? It's harder to get a career in that unless you move to one of the big cities.
Exactly.
So like I have a lot of friends, for instance, I go to USC and they're in acting or theater or whatever, but they're constantly like, they have managers and agents that are getting them auditions, which like that's a whole other story.
Exactly.
So,
it's easier to be in big cities with those. For sure.
I don't know. That's my take on
that.
Yeah,
no, I definitely agree.
Should you have a job / internship during college?
I think that you should, just because you can see kind of what you like, what you don't like. I had an internship in school and I realized that like I did not want to go into that kind of realm, I guess, or like industry. And also it's just good for experience. And I think having a job in general, like even in high school or college, just something that makes you money is so important.
It kind of makes you realize like the value of money.
Exactly. Because like before, like if you're not really paying for much or you're not getting much, you kind of don't realize like, oh, this is how many hours I have to work.
Yeah, like this pair of pants is like a full day of work.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So it just puts things more in perspective and like I feel like you get more responsible.
Totally.
More adult.
And I think it's just good like social skills.
It is, working with other people.
Yeah. And internships, oh my God, I cannot stress this enough. Like, internships are so valuable to figure out what you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, 92% said yes, 8% said no. What major sets you up to make the most money? I asked this as well.
Probably anything with, like...
What would you say?
Computer science, engineering majors make a ton of money also. Anything in, like... medicine, doctors, lawyers.
Yeah. I would also say, like, same with the computer science, like coding, like all of that.
Yeah.
People are saying finance and pre-med, anything in medical field, engineering, nursing, boring ones.
honestly.
Medicine, <yeah. laughs> computer sciences. Someone said, I don't know if it's your major, work ethic and grit equals results you want to see.
Yeah, I mean...
Wow, how smart of them.
Too.
Yeah. What is your major?
Communication.
Communication, and yours was engineering?
Yeah, industrial engineering.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Purdue University? They're, like, really big on engineering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's actually funny, now that I think about it, because communications, no one said that in either.
Yeah.
I'm glad no one said it in the... in the useless one. I was waiting for it.
No, actually, I have so many... I think being a communications major is super valuable because it can get you so many different types of jobs.
Yeah, so many things, so but then I'm taking classes in the business school, and I'm like, I'm glad I didn't do this because the people are so different and competitive.
Yeah.
It's I like communication a lot more.
I feel like a lot of my like smart creative friends are communications majors. If you're already making over 100K a year, should you still go to college? I came up with these.
I think so. If you want something that does you need a degree for, I guess. Like if you have an interest in it, then yeah. But like again, kind of going back to like, do you have to be successful? Like if you know that you can grow that and stuff, then I mean, there's no like. I guess you don't have to.
Yeah.
But
I think you should just for the experience.
Honestly, yeah. Because at that point, you can probably afford it too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should.
Like, buy valuable. Your friends pizza when they're drunk.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. You know what I mean? Like, be a rich college kid. That's great.
Yeah. Honestly,
that's rare.
Yeah. I'm changing my opinion. You should.
You know? I just go for the experience. I mean, by all means, if you don't want to and it's like taking a toll on your career, then don't.
Yeah.
But if like that's the game plan, then go for it.
Yeah.
54% said yes, 46% said no. So many people were responding my story and they're like, what kind of college kids make over 100K? They're like, that's not real, like blah blah blah.
Some
I was like,
do. Are you serious? Yeah.
Hold on, let me for a second. Like, I know so many LA people and influencer friends that are making well over 100K and they're in college.
Yeah.
Or they could be in college.
Yeah. It's rare, but yeah, no, you definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely more of an LA thing, I feel like, but yeah. What's the most important thing to learn in college? Let's see what people said. How to think critically. If your major is something you can do for the rest of your life, How to understand to be a doctor, firefighter, policeman, firefighter, teacher. How to work and interact with people from various backgrounds. I think that's underrated.
Yeah.
It's so many, especially big schools like FITM's, there's so many international students that I would have never really dealt with.
Yeah.
Like, had I not gone.
I think just like the social skills, honestly. Like, and also.
Everyone's saying that.
Yeah. Social skills, interacting with people.
Someone said time management.
Yeah. Time management.
How to budget your money, who my real friends are, work ethic.
Living with other people, like,
oh yeah, roommates. Oh my god, roommates, that could be a whole podcast.
Yeah.
How to drink and still get to class. How to be independent. Honestly, how to drink.
Yeah.
That is college. How to process information and work with real people. Self-learning who you are. Relationships. How to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, all of those seriously are like so important for college. And like none of those have to do with your major, school.
Yeah.
Like it's all social.
It's just the experience.
Individual things.
Yeah. If you're making over $1 million a year, should you still go to college?
I guess like if college is stopping you from making that money, then no. But like again, the experience I think is so worth it and it's priceless. So.
Yeah. I would say no to this one. I'd
really?
Say if you're making $1 million, your career, if you're making $1 million at you go to college at like 18, 19, right?
Yeah.
So if you're making $1 million at 18 or 19, I think move to a big city and launch your career and have an agent help you.
Yeah. No.
Start investing into stuff.
Yeah, you need to start investing.
That, like,
that's
having
I need to learn is investment.
I know.
Or investing, because, like, I am
stocks,
so clueless
baby.
On that.
Okay, 65% said no, you shouldn't go to college if you're making over $1 million. 35% said yes. What types of people thrive the most in college is what I asked.
I guess, like, is this question, like, do you peak in college or is it people that like it the best?
I'm just saying, like, what type of people, like, have the best, I guess, yeah, like, what kind of people, like, are peaking in college, like, thrive?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of people that are, like, in, like, either student athletes or like people that like their revolves
student
around.
Athletes and frat boys.
Yeah,
I'd
I feel
say.
Like that's like their best time.
People are saying goal oriented and like basically everyone's saying like outgoing people.
Okay, yeah, that too.
People are saying F boys, people have to pay their own way. That's interesting.
I saw this tweet the other day.
What?
To include. It was guys really join a frat and forget they're ugly.
God, she said, I don't know if you could hear, but she said guys really join a frat and forget they're ugly. Honestly, girls forget they're ugly. That's even worse. I forget they're ugly. I'm like, why am I into this guy right now?
God.
He ain't cute. He has a dad bod.
I know. Seriously. I don't know what.
Why do we forget that?
No, seriously. Like, it's actually so true. I think it's just like the ones that peak in college, like their personality, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even know because their personality sucks most of the time.
Yeah.
Too.
I feel like it's the out.
That's another podcast.
Yeah. I feel like it's like the outgoing, like.
Yeah.
It's like the guy that like no one really paid attention to in high school, and then they get to college and they like reinvent themselves, and they're like everyone's best friend, and like all the girls secretly love him. It's that guy. Oh, I don't know if we want to answer these, but I thought they were kind of interesting because I'm doing a podcast on this tomorrow about like baseball and sports.
Oh, okay.
Do baseball pants make baseball players' butts look good?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
92% said yes.
Yeah.
Do you look at guys' butts?
It's not ever like the first thing I look at or anything like that. But like if they're wearing tight pants, like baseball players or something.
Yeah.
Yes, but if they're just like out at a bar, no. I've never like.
It's not like the
like
rage.
That.
It's not like we're talking about someone. We're like, oh yeah, the guy with the nice butt.
Yeah.
Like that's not a thing, but that's a guy thing.
Yeah, it is. I think it's also guys wear like very loose clothing, so it's like, you can't even see it really.
Exactly. I asked, why are girls' butts such a big deal compared to guys?
I don't know. Guys, I guess, just care more about bodies. I, like, if a guy's face is not attractive, like, I'm not attracted at all.
Yeah,
but,
same.
But, like, guys, if a girl's, like, if they think a girl has a really good body, like, that's all I care about.
I know. Have you ever heard the term butterface?
No.
You haven't? Not. No. Tasha is nodding her head. Do you want to explain what it is?
Sure.
Come on in.
So, the term butterface, you have to say it. Like, she's really cute, or she has a nice body, but her
face.
Oh.
It's like everything but her face.
Yeah.
She's got going for her.
Okay. Yeah.
But I could say the same about a guy.
Yeah.
Butterface.
Yeah, I literally think, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, he has a nice body, but his face isn't cute.
Or they're cute and they're just, like, talking to, like, paint drying.
Yes.
You know? Seriously. So boring.
No, 100%.
Okay, these are what people are saying about the big butt thing. People are saying because they're better. Someone said I blame Kim K because we wear tight pants because they look better, because they're bigger, because we have curves. I asked what's more important, a smile or their butt?
For girls, 100%, or, like, for me, when I look at a guy,
yeah, smile. But what do you think guys said?
I don't know. I've talked to so many guys about stuff like this, and, like, I've asked so many of my guy friends, and they're like, well, like, just to have a nice face. Like, I can't, you know, like,
yeah.
They always say that, so I feel like...
Face is underrated.
Still smile? I don't know.
Yeah, smile won 95%. Yeah, thank the Lord.
Yeah, thank you. Who voted?
Let's see who voted butt. Probably my little brother. No, he didn't. Oh, good job, Philip. Okay, the last thing I always ask is, like, do you have any parting words or, like, things you live by or something you always say or, like, maybe your Insta bio? Like, what's your go-to thing?
I always, on my YouTube header banner, whatever it is, I have, like, dreams only work if you do. So I think that's, like, a
that's
huge
cute.
Thing.
Great bio.
Great bio.
Where can people find you? Like, on the, what's your Instagram? What's your YouTube channel? What's your, where can they shop and stuff like that?
Yeah. If you just look up at Natalie Barbu, B-A-R-B-U, then you'll find me on, like, all social medias. And then same with, like, YouTube. It's that. I finally changed it from Beauty by Nat XO when I was in high school.
Wait, what was it? Beauty by what?
By Nat XO. I think that's so embarrassing. So funny.
Everyone's, like, old YouTube names.
Yeah. No, my email is still that. And, like, I cringe anytime I have to, like, I need to change it, but I don't know how to.
Your email's still that
for YouTube, like,
for YouTube.
I have a manager, so, like, now everything goes to her, but, like, my personal YouTube one is still that, and it's so embarrassing.
Okay, anyway, yeah, guys, please go follow her, hype her up in the comments, like her and subscribe, do all that stuff, thumbs up, you know the drill, and slide into her DMs, fellas. I mean,
yeah,
you
no
never
pickup
know
lines, but
yeah,
anything.
No pickup lines and no hey what's ups.
Yeah.
Talk about the Fiji trip.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks
my
for
new bestie
me.
In North Carolina. And guys, make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can vote in the polls. It's at @TAYL0R_King. The podcast wouldn't be the same without you, so make sure you follow and watch my stories and vote. And then please rate and review the podcast on the podcast app because it means so much. And yeah, go show Natalie some love. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, make someone's day, guys. Love you. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.